Shalom, I'm Alex Israel, and this is the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Zechariah, Perek Bet, Chapter 2. Our learning is dedicated to Chayalei Tzva Haganah Yisrael for their success and their safety, for the swift return of all of the hostages, and for the healing of all those wounded in this war in Gaza. Today we continue with the amazing imagery of Zechariah, his evocative dreams. And here we read chapter 2, Ve'esa'inai ve'ireh v'hinei arba kranot. We see four horns. What are horns? Horns are literally, maybe animal horns. These seem to be out of metal, possibly, which would butt somebody. We see horns as a metaphor for war in Vezot HaBracha. If you recall, the Bracha of Yosef. Bechor Shoro, Yosef is a firstborn ox. Vekarnei Re'im Karnav, Bahem Amim Yenagach Yachdav Avsei Aretz, Behem Rivavot Ephraim, Behem Alfei Menashe. That Joseph is going to have tens of thousands and huge armies who are going to get rid of. They are going to gore his enemies. Amim yenagach yachdav afsei aretz. And this is something which is also features at the end of Malachim Aleph, where we see one of the prophets of Israel creating iron horns. And he says, Ba'ele tenagach et aram ad kalotam. With these you will gore the enemy. So it could well be that these are indeed four horns. And when the angel asks, what are these? He says, Ela hakranot asher zeru et Yehuda et Yisrael v'Yerushalayim. These are the horns which scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. I will maybe add that it is possible, especially in the light of the next scene, that these aren't really horns or sort of some sort of a sculpture of an animal horn, but rather these are in fact battering rams. We know that sometimes they would make siege engines, ramps, and battering rams to batter down the walls or the gates. And these were things which were used in ancient warfare. We find pictures of this, even with the Assyrians and what have you. So it might well be that kranot here mean battering rams. And I especially say this because if you look at Pasuk Gimel, Ve'areini Hashem arba charashim. I saw, Hashem showed me four craftsmen. And he says, Ma'ele be'im lasot. What are these coming to do? And the answer is, take these kranot, take these battering rams, and dismantle them. And he says, these were you're basically undoing these four battering rams. And of course, the four horns or the four battering rams are now the four craftsmen who are coming to dismantle all of that. He says, "Lachrid otam uliyadot et karnot goyim anosim keren eretz Yehuda lezarota." And we are now coming to, if you want, lachrid, to frustrate, to throw into panic the nations who came to scatter Yehuda. And of course, now we have the notion of Arba Kanfota Aretz, the notion that we are spread to the four corners of the world. Four, if you look at Rashi here, Rashi talks about that the number four here refers to four nations. So he says, Eila ha'umot, these are the nations, Arba Malchuyot, Kastim, Bavel, Paras, Umadai. Whichever way, there is this sense of number four maybe representing the four directions, the four corners of the earth. So that's image number one and two, if you want. The four battering rams, or the four horns, and then them being dismantled. But now we get to another beautiful one. Ve'esa'inai ve'ereh v'hinei ish. I looked up and I saw a man of yadoch chevel midah. He had a yardstick, a measuring stick. And I said to him, Ana taholech, where are you going? And he says, Lamudet Yerushalayim nirot kama rochba v'kama orka. I'm going to measure Jerusalem. And suddenly the angel comes out, and another angel comes to meet him, and they say, Rutz daber alanar alaz, go tell that guy. Don't even bother. Prazot teshev Yerushalayim. Jerusalem will be suburbs, merov adam uvheima betocha, because of the huge number of people and even animals who will be in Jerusalem. Va'ani ehyeh la'nu'um Hashem chomat ish saviv. I will be a protective wall of fire around it. Olechavod ehyeh betocha, and I will be its honor within. What's the image here? Somebody is going to measure Jerusalem, maybe to rebuild the wall. And Zechariah sees this angel who says, don't even bother. Jerusalem is just going to be suburbs. It's going to be so big, it won't even be able to be held in by a wall. And if there is a wall, it will be a wall of fire, which will be God's. And God will be the presence who will give life within the city. Sometimes I stand on one of the high hills looking around Jerusalem, sometimes at Ramat Rachel or some other place where, you know, you can look out on the entire city and you look at the old city and you see how small it is compared to all of the suburbs and the various different shchunot, neighborhoods of Jerusalem. And you really feel that this nevuah, if it didn't come true in the times of the Second Temple, of course, Jerusalem did expand dramatically during the Second Temple period, as anybody who's visited the Holy Land model can see. But in our day, this is almost exponential compared to what there was in ancient times. And if we are on this positive trajectory, the chapter continues so beautifully to talking to the Jewish community. Hoi, hoi, venasu meret zafon. Flee, flee from the northern lands, almost as if to say maybe some disaster will come there. And it's time for Jews to flee that place, Ne'um Hashem. Ki ka'ar baruchot ha'shamayim perasti etchem. I spread you amongst the four corners of the heaven, Ne'um Hashem. Hoi Tzion, himalti yoshevet bat Bavel. Get out of Bavel. Come to Tzion. Ki cho amar Hashem svakot. Achar kavod shelachani al ha'goyim ha'sholulim etchem. I sent you to the nations who despoiled you, but now, ha'nogea bachem, nogea b'vavat eino. Anybody who touches you, they might as well be touching the pupil of his eye. And this reminds us of the pasuk in Ha'azinu, where it says, Yimtza'ehu be'eretz bidbar, uvetohu yilel yishimon, God found you in a wasteland, yisovavenu, yivonavenu, yitzirenu ki'ishon eino. God will treat you like the apple of his eye, like something so dear. So once again, God surrounds us. And he says, And the chapter ends with the beautiful words which we say in our Haftarah for Parashat Balotcha and our Haftarah on Chanukah. Roni v'simchi batzion, be joyous and very happy, daughter of Zion, ki hinani va v'shachanti b'tochech Ne'um Hashem, because I will dwell amongst you. And of course, v'shachanti b'tochech reminds us of v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. Since the Jewish people are now building the Mishkan, the mikdash, the second temple, I will dwell amongst them. V'nilvu goyim rabim al Hashem b'yom ahu. He's echoing here the prophecies of Isaiah and others. All sorts of nations will come at that time, v'hayu li la'am, and you will be my people, v'shachanti b'tochech v'yadat ki Hashem svakot shlachani elayich, and you will all know that Hashem has sent me to you, says Zechariah, v'nachal Hashem et Yehuda chelko al admat kodesh. God will give Judah back their land on the holy soil. Interesting phrase that, admat kodesh, uvachar od b'Yerushalayim, and once again he will choose Jerusalem. The same words which ended chapter 1 are being repeated here. Has kol b'ftzar mipnei Hashem. Let all flesh be silent before God. Ki ne'or mima'on kodsho. Because God has awoken from his holy abode. We have the sense that not only are the Jewish people coming back to Jerusalem, but God is returning as well. And God will protect his nation like a wall of fire. You can well imagine that the people who are listening to this are hearing these images. They can almost see the images in their mind's eye, and they feel encouraged. They've already started building the temple. The temple is slowly being built, and they feel that God is, you know, as they get each one of these images, they understand that God is with them and their project will succeed. That's it for today. See you tomorrow.